For the past year, the nation's childcare industry has been struggling, with the coronavirus pandemic punching holes in an already shaky system. Federal stimulus money has been spent to try to patch the holes, including a program that pays for childcare for essential workers. Childcare advocates say it's a real-time test run of what subsidized childcare could look like in America. Amy Feireisel of North Country Public Radio reports.
Kathy Shea lives with her family in a tiny hamlet called Vermontville in northern New York. She says they have always struggled to afford childcare.
1 year, it took me well into the summer to finish paying off what I owed them because I got behind.
Shea works at a local deli. Her husband is a carpenter. They have two daughters. When both girls were under five, Shea says they paid $12,000 a year for care. That was a lot of money for them.
It was so hard. You know, working, just enough to cover everything.
Yeah. Before the pandemic, their four-year-old was in preschool at a local childcare center. Their eight-year-old hung out with Shea at the deli after school. Then COVID-19 hit. Shea's husband was furloughed, and with both girls at home, Shea was working nights and fewer hours. Then, in the fall, Shea heard about a program funded by COVID-19 stimulus money. It was paying the full childcare tuition of essential workers. She qualified. Shea was over the moon.
It lets me be able to take what little I get from the 20 or so hours that I'm able to work now and use that for, you know, groceries and bills.
Now, both girls are at the center in nearby Saranac Lake called Northern Lights. The tuition is helping there, too. Board Director Julia Gorin says every dollar really matters during the pandemic.
I'm sure you've heard this from every other child care facility. This year is really, really hard. Running child care was hard before.
The essential workers' tuition is steady income, direct from the state, in a time when enrollment is down and people's finances are in flux. Kathy Broder directs a regional child care organization for two New York counties. She says the essential workers' tuition is a big deal because at its heart, it's a child care subsidy done right.
It works for everybody. It's good for providers. It's good for parents. It's good for children.
Existing state subsidies in New York and most of the United States are restrictive. Only those at or below the poverty line qualify, and the money can only be used for the specific hours a parent is working. Sick, changed shift, no childcare. Broder says it sets up a strange dynamic between family and provider.
It's adversarial. You have to tell parents, oh, well, if you have the day off from work, you can't bring your child to care.
The federal COVID-19 essential workers tuition pays the whole tuition for a kid, Monday through Friday. It's for families below the poverty line, but also for those not far above it, like the Shays. It's exactly what childcare advocates have been proposing for years, and it's happening right now nationwide. Dr. Dan Worry is the senior director of early learning at the Hunt Institute, which works with governors and state lawmakers on education policy. He says the tuition program has already had a big impact and could be even further reaching.
No question, this essential worker tuition program has the potential to be sort of a national model for how we might extend a childcare subsidy. I think the real question is whether the public will is there at this point.
It might be. Worry says that public understanding of the importance of available quality childcare has really grown during the pandemic.
Having it absent during, many of the state emergency closures, I think really opened a lot of people's eyes to, what would a world look like where suddenly childcare was not available. And so I think, there is now a lot of momentum.
Momentum in terms of public support, but also politically. Billions of dollars of stimulus money has been put into the system to try and save childcare. The most recent stimulus package, the American Rescue Plan, includes $40 billion in child care relief, compared to $3.5 billion in the early 2020 CARES Act. Worry says states are now looking at how to use that money to support families and providers in the short term, but also at how to leverage it into a stronger system overall once the stimulus dollars are gone. But he also says that now, more than ever, lawmakers seem on board with publicly supporting early childhood education and childcare.
You know, we're seeing huge leadership in Republican states. We're seeing huge leadership in Democratic states. And so, you know, I'm optimistic that this has really become a bipartisan sort of issue.
The main obstacle, of course, is money. But some states are already finding solutions. In November, Colorado increased taxes on tobacco and vaping products, with a lot of the proceeds going towards pre-K programs. Virginia is doing something similar with the legalization of marijuana. Back in New York, in Vermontville, I asked Kathy Shea what a childcare subsidy would have meant to her family when both girls were young.
Oh my goodness, that would have been so amazing.
It might be coming. Childcare advocates hope that this is just the beginning of a stronger, more affordable system for the Shays and millions of other families like them. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Feireisel.